சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம்.
சாப்டர் 12 வெர்ஸ் 11.
அதைதப்யஷக்தோசி கர்த்தும் மத்யோகமாஶ்ரிதஹ சர்வ கர்ம ஃபல த்யாகம் ததஃ குரு யதாத்மவான்.
In this Bhakti Yoga, Lord Krishna giving the clear description of Bhakti in the form of 5 stages. Bhakti has got 5 stages. Everyone start with first stage, then reach to the 5th stage, the final stage. That is the culmination. One has to go through all the 5 stages. One has to go through all the 5 stages of devotion, either in one janma or in 2 janmas or in many janmas. How many janmas you take is your choice. But you cannot skip any one of the stage. You cannot skip any one of the stage. All the 5 stages are important for a human being to get the ultimate moksha. Therefore, which janma you are starting from, which stage, you only knows. Nobody knows. In which janma, which stage you are starting. Suppose you are starting second stage of bhakti in this janma, that is nishkama karma. You are doing lot of service. You have lot of large heartedness, generous heart. You do lot of dhanam, you do lot of social service, you do lot of contribution to the society. You are in the second stage of bhakti, nishkama karma. Without expecting anything, you are serving to your family, to your in-laws, to your parents you are serving, suppose, without expecting anything in return. That means first stage you have completed in the previous janma anartham. First stage is what? Sakama karma. You have sufficiently lived a selfish life in previous janma. Sufficiently lived a selfish, most selfish life in previous janma. That is why you have started nishkama karma in this janma. Okay. Suppose you start ekarupa bhakti in this janma, go on and on doing upasana, puja, archana, abhishekam, puja to your ishta devata. In this janma you have started, suppose, you have completed first stage and second stage in previous janma. Okay, either previous janma, previous to previous janma. One janma, first stage, next janma, second stage. You might have come third stage in this janma. What is the third stage? Ekarupa bhakti, ekarupa upasana. Suppose you start your bhakti as a Vishwarupa in this janma, what Bhagavan, not in one form, Bhagavan is in every form. Kakai Chiraginile, Nandalala, every form is Bhagavan's form. Ungalku edhu paathalum Bhagavan, Bhagavan, or a reverence you will have. You worship everything in this universe. You respect everything as Bhagavan. You have reverence, bhavana, as a Bhagavan in everything. That is Vishwarupa Bhavana. Everyone, you look at every person as Bhagavan Amsha. Suppose you are in Vishwarupa Bhakti. What about four stages when you have completed and previous Janma? Previous Janma, four Janmas maybe one by one you are completing, or three you have completed previous Janma. So that is the indication which Janma you are starting. Suppose in this Janma itself you might have completed what? Initial stages, Sakama Karma, selfish, oh selfish. In this Janma itself some people live a selfish life and they come to immediately Nishkama Karma. Then they come to Eka Rupa also, they come to Aneka Rupa in this Janma itself. We don't know. But what is final idea, message conveyed is all the four stages first you have to complete before coming to Vedanta class. This is the final, okay? Jnana Yoga, final stage, this is Bhakti. Or if you are not able to grasp this final stage Vedanta, simultaneously you do little Ekarupa Puja, little Vishwarupa, little, slowly you understand the class very, very slowly. Slowly and how much slow? Slowly you understand. 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. I know Swamini from past 20 years, suppose. 20 years అప్పుడు కూడా ఇన్నో ఏకరూప విశ్వరూపాలని ఇరుక అన్న నా ఇన్నో 10 వర్షం కలిసి జ్ఞానం వరు. సో వి హ్యావ్ కంప్లీటెడ్ ఇన్ ద క్లాస్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఇట్ సర్వ్స్ యాజ్ ఆల్ ద స్టేజెస్ ఫర్ సమ్ పీపుల్ దోస్ హ్యావ్ నాట్ కంప్లీటెడ్ ఆల్ ద స్టేజెస్ ఫోర్ స్టేజెస్ దే కమ్ టు క్లాస్ ఏదో సమ్ బ్యానర్ దే సీ అవుట్ సైడ్ దే కమ్ టు ద క్లాస్ అండ్ దే స్టిక్ టు ద క్లాస్ Some commitment is there. Once we have started, let us not stop. Let us go. Anyhow, I have to sit in front of TV in the house. Inga ukkardu, inga ukkarlamanna. Swamini is talking. Let me listen. Suppose they have come by seeing the banner without any mumukshutvam. That class itself serves as what? If this person is selfish, his selfishness will reduce. He becomes a Nishkama Karmi. The class itself transforms him into Ekarupa Bhakta. The class listening itself converts him Ekarupa Bhakta to Vishwarupa Bhakta. The class itself converts him Vishwarupa Bhakta to Mumukshu Jnana Yogi. Class does that job. If you have not completed, suppose, in previous Janmas, those who have completed, once they come to the class, immediately they grasp the teaching and they understand the everything. It is like a halwa for them. Beginning onwards. Idella engyo ketna maadhiri iruke anna maadhiri thonum. That to students are very rare. Okay, very, very rare. Manushyanam sahasreshu. But naturally, generally, maximum people are in what? First stage. What is first stage? Sakama Karma. In that 10th shloka, Lord Krishna talked about what stage? Second stage. Second stage from which level? From Sakama to Nishkama, Ekarupa, Vishwarupa, Jnanam. So from down you take Sakama is the first stage. Nishkama is the second stage. So, Madartham Karma Kuru, Bhagavan said. What is the difference between 10th shloka and 11th shloka? 10th shloka, Lord Krishna talking about Abhyasepi Asamarthaha Asi Matkarma Kuru, Bhagavan said. Abhyasa means what? Eka Rupa Upasana Dhyanam. Abhyasa. It is difficult for you focusing the mind, sitting in one place, it is difficult for you. Remembering the Lord is difficult for you. Madartham karma kuru, Bhagavan said. Madartham karma means shastra vihita karma. Mat karma kuru. Madartham kuru, mat karma kuru. Mat karma means my actions. My actions means what? My actions, those actions which are prescribed by me in the scriptures. That is called mat karma. Bhagavan's karma. What is Bhagavan's karma? Bhagavan has prescribed Panchamahayagnas in the scriptures. Daiva puja, number one. Rishi yagnam, parayanam, every day, stotra parayanam. That is Rishi yagnam. Then Pitru yagnam, Shraddha tarpana, tarpana adi, prescribed in the Shastra. That also is called Pitru Yajnam, one of the Panchamahayagnas. So, Deva Yajnam number one, Daiva Puja. Rishi Yajnam number two, Pitru Yajnam number three, number four, Manushya Yajnam, service to family, service to the society. That is one of the Panchamahayagna, Manushya Yajna. The last Panchamahayagna is Bhuta Yajna. Serve that other beings, not only human beings. Serve the other human beings, even trees. You take care of the trees. Maram valarpom. Maram valarpom. Bhuta yagna. You pour water daily. Do Tulasi Puja. Or Ashwathamaram. Arasamaram. You do that puja. It's called Bhuta yagna. Don't cut the trees. Take care of the trees. Take care of other species. So, Bhuta Yajnam. Daiva Yajna. Rishi Yajna. Pitru Yajna. Manushya Yajna. Bhuta Yajna. They are all called Mat Karma. These are all prescribed by me. Mat Karma. The karmas that are prescribed by the Veda or the Bhagavan, the Ishvara. And matkarma means another meaning, dedicated actions to me. May you perform madartham kuru. You dedicate those actions also without expecting any result. May you dedicate them to me. Don't ask for any material benefits. Don't ask any material benefits. Nishkamataya kuru. Madartham kuru. Ishwararpana buddhya kuru, prasada buddhya phalam svikuru. So Ishwararpana buddhya kuru, thyaga buddhya kuru, nishkamataya kuru. This is nishkama karma. That means you should not ask for your family, for your sake, for your other things. You should not ask. Jnana vairagya siddhyartham, chitta shuddhyartham. That also you don't ask. That Bhagavan gives. If you don't ask anything and perform nishkama karma, Bhagavan has to give phalam. Enna phalam kudupar therimo? Chitta shuddhi kudupar. Jnanam vairagyam kudupar. First he gives vairagyam, then jnanam. Because you have not asked anything. Even though you don't ask, Bhagavan has to give what? Phalam. That is what? Bhagavan's calculation. Bhagavan never forget the mathematics. Because this fellow, bhakta, bhakta means what? Nishkama bhakta. Doing all actions, offering to me, dedicating to me, and those actions are also prescribed by Shastra, he is doing. And performance also doing without any expectation. Lord has got a lot of responsibility for this person. Even onnu kekamal irukke, na maraka koodadu, I should not forget. And very carefully Bhagavan gives what? Phalam. What phalam? The best phalam Bhagavan gives. When mother also like that, when the child is not asking anything, even unnuve kekamata paavam. Anjali avanukku thaniya vechiruva amma. Enna unnor child vandi pull pannella saapiduva. Ella dabba ella open panni saapiduva. But one child in the family never ask. Whatever amma gives, he eats. So for that child's sake, mother does what? Separately he keeps. Otherwise this second son will come and eat. So mother keeps something separately for that boy when he comes, and she gives carefully to that boy. Yes? You do all that thing, no? You have done it. Bhagavan is also same like that. This bhakta, my child, is not asking anything. Therefore, I have to give him what? Jnanam, vairagyam. I have to give chitta shuddhi, I have to give jnana yogyata, I have to give. I have to provide a teacher also. I have to provide everything. Bhagavan is very careful about that nishkama bhakta. That's why nishkama karma is the best, the highest. That's what Lord Krishna said in 10th shloka. Mat karma madartham. For my sake you do, for God's sake. Ishwar prityartham. See, Ishwar prityartham, not husband prityartham, not wife prityartham, appa prityartham, amma prityartham, illa. Bhagavan's prityartham. For the sake of Bhagavan, to please Bhagavan, I perform everything. That bhakti, nishkama bhakti. Madartham kuru, matkarma kuru. That action is also prescribed by me. Whether doing sandhya vandanam, or abhishekam, or some puja, whatever you are doing, even taking care of the house also, deho devalayam madri, taking care of the body also, and taking care of the house, taking care of the family members, everything, remembering the Lord, offering to the Lord that action, and whatever phalam comes, without grumbling, he takes that phalam. That phalam, whatever comes, he takes it. Accept that phalam. Never question, because I have offered this to Bhagavan, whatever phalam comes, I deserve that phalam. Let it come. See, that bhavana, so relaxed that person. Madartham kuru karmani siddhim avapnoti. He attains the benefit. Siddhim avapnoti. For many people, this is very difficult. Without asking for my sake, for my family's sake, for my husband's sake, for my children's sake, without asking anything, it is impossible to worship Lord. If you say, okay, you worship me for your sake, not for my sake. You worship me for my sake. You don't want worship? Okay, you don't worship. Ishwara Prityartham also, you drop. Because you are not able to do for my Preeti. You want to do for your Preeti. For your Preeti and for your family members' Preeti. Preeti and a pleasure. For your pleasure's sake, for your family members' sake, you are doing lot of karmas. Nishkama karmi did how? He did lot of karmas for Ishwara's Preeti, and that actions are also prescribed in the Shastra. Whereas this last and first stage person, Sakama Karmi, that person, Lord Krishna is telling, Atha etadapi ashaktaha asi. 11th shloka, first line, Atha. Suppose, etadapi kartum ashaktaha asi. Etadapi means what? Even this nishkama karma. Leave Jnana Yoga, leave Vishwarupa Bhakti, leave Ekarupa Bhakti. At least do Nishkama Karma, I asked you. Etadapi, even this second stage also. Adi parunga, etadapi anna nartham. Bhagavan, looking at this person. You are unfit for previous three, first, fifth stage, fourth stage, third stage. Anyhow, you are unfit. I gave you the fourth stage. Nishkama karma. Even that also you can't do. Even that also nishkama karma. Okay. Etadapi ashaktaha asi. If you are not able to do for my preeti, you do for your family members' preeti. What? Not matkarma. As you want, you do. Not Shastra prescribed actions. No Panchamaha Yajna, no Daiva Puja, no Archana. Nothing is there. Not serving to anyone. ఈవెన్ హీ టేక్ కేర్ ఆఫ్ వైఫ్ ఆర్ హస్బెండ్ ఆర్ చిల్డ్రన్ ఫర్ హిజ్ సేక్ ఓన్లీ. వై హీ గివ్స్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ మనీ టు వైఫ్, వై ఎడ్యుకేట్ చిల్డ్రన్ నా ఫర్ హిజ్ సేక్. టుమారో చిల్డ్రన్ విల్ టేక్ కేర్ ఆఫ్ మీ, దట్స్ వై హీ డస్ దట్. సి, నాట్ ఫర్ చిల్డ్రన్స్ సేక్ నాట్ ఫర్ వైఫ్ సేక్. హీ టేక్ కేర్ ఆఫ్ ద ఫ్యామిలీ, హీ టేక్స్ కేర్ ఆఫ్ చిల్డ్రన్ ఓన్లీ ఫర్ సెల్ఫ్ సెంటర్డ్ మైండ్, ఓన్లీ ఫర్ సెల్ఫిష్నెస్. దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ సకామ కర్మ, ఓన్లీ సెల్ఫిష్, స్వార్థం. సకామ కర్మ యత్ యోగం ఆశ్రిత కర్తుం, దిస్ ఏతద్ కర్తుం అశక్త అసి, మీన్స్ నిష్కామ కర్మ కర్తుం అశక్త అసి. ఈశ్వరార్పణ బుద్ధ్యా కర్మకరణం, ప్రసాద బుద్ధ్యా ఫలం స్వీకరణం, దట్ బుద్ధి ఈజ్ నాట్ దేర్ ఫర్ యూ. యూ ఆర్ నాట్ ఎట్ ఆల్ డూయింగ్ దిస్ వైదిక్ డ్యూటీస్ వాట్ ఆర్ ఆల్ దేర్, ఈవెన్ ఫర్ ఫ్యామిలీ సర్వీస్ టు గ్రాండ్ పేరెంట్స్, సర్వీస్ టు పేరెంట్స్, సర్వీస్ టు ఎల్డర్స్, సర్వీస్ టు సొసైటీ, సర్వీస్ టు నైబర్స్, సర్వీస్ ఆవుద్ గిర్వీస్ ఆవుద. అండ్ సర్వీస్ ఎలా వార్త కొండు వరాదంగో అన్న, ఎన్న ఐ కాన్ డూ సర్వీస్ ఎట్ ఆల్. ఏన్న నా ఏ సర్వీస్ పండును, ఐ వాంట్ టు ఫుల్ఫిల్ ఫర్ మై సేక్. మై చిల్డ్రన్ ఆర్ ఫర్ మై సేక్, మై చిల్డ్రన్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్ ఈస్ ఫర్ మై సేక్. మై వైఫ్ టాయిలింగ్ డూయింగ్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ వర్క్ ఎట్ హోమ్ అండ్ ఆఫీస్ ఎర్నింగ్ ఎన్లీ ఫర్ మై సేక్. ఎవళ్ళ పణం పణం పణందా, ఫస్ట్ హీ సేస్ హనీ 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 మ్యారేజ్ టైంలో, అప్పుడు హనీ హనీ, దెన్ లేటర్ మనీ మనీ, ఆఫ్టర్ 6 మంత్స్ మనీ మనీ మనీ, హౌ మచ్ యూ బ్రింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ యువర్ ఫాదర్స్ హౌస్, మనీ మనీ మనీ. ఆఫ్టర్ గివింగ్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ మనీ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఈజ్ ఓవర్, శని శని శని, పో ఉంగ అమ్మ వీటికే పో, శని నా. I having taken everything, not sufficient, house is not sufficient, vehicle is not sufficient, property is not sufficient, plots are not sufficient, flat is not sufficient, lot of thing after getting also, and sending that lady outside, what type of person is that person? Sakama karmi, is it not sakama karma? Purely sakama karma, selfish, selfish, selfish. All other family members also must work for him only. That much self-centeredness. Swartha puritam. And from morning to till evening, he is go on working, 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 earning money, buying so many things for luxury, safari car, and Some car, okay. So many different cars, lot of money, lot of pleasure, lot of galata, kondattam. Everything is going on and on and on. Bhagavan says, he never remembers God at all. The God pere, God never pay kadiyad. Bhagavan says, okay, you earn for your sake, enjoy for your sake, make use of everything. Lot of money, lot of pleasure. But when you are enjoying that pleasure, the money, the house, the dress, whatever, car, whatever you are enjoying, just remember me one time. These are all gifts from the Lord. Can you do that? Lord is asking. Tadaipi etadapi ashaktah asi kartum madhyogam ashritah. May you take to that at least last resort, sarva karma phalatyagam. Whatever karma you do, office duty or any duty you do, from morning to till night you are so busy, I know that. Sarva karma phalatyagam, and the phalam before you are enjoying, and just remember me. Phalatyaga means what? Remember me. This is a gift from the Lord. That alone you do. I don't want anything. You need not offer to me. You need not put naivedyam to me. You need not do selfishly, selflessly also. Do selfishly. But on the selfishly, when you are going to enjoy, Just one thought can you entertain? Before enjoying lavishly entertainments, one thought you entertain. What is that thought? Before that entertainment, you entertain what one thought. Oru thought vanda podum, bhavana, enna na? Oh, thank you. Ani solriyan. Karma phala given by the Lord, gift as a gift from the Lord. Just you remember? Can you remember me? Can you remember me? That is called karma phala tyagam. Tataha kuru yatatmavan. Sarva karma phala tyagam means dedicate that result of all actions. Even mundane, selfish actions, dedicate to me. If possible, Bhagavan says. This is also not possible. Go to hell. I don't say all the best next birth. Just I am telling, whatever you are possessing, that all possessions are given by the Lord as a gift. Just one thought you entertain, I will take care of you. That is also not possible. I can't say more than this. That's what they say one shloka. Markatasya surapanam madhye vrischika damshanam. Then tan madhye bhuta sancharam. Then yadva tadva bhavet. That means what? This fellow, even fellow, the Dayananda Swami says, idiot ani solluvare or na. Idiot ani enartham? He is useless fellow anartham. So this verse compared, this sakama karmi compared to, if he is not having even falatyaga buddhi, remembering God, this is given by that Bhagavan, God's grace, and oru vaarthai sollalamillayo. By God's grace I got, you can say, no? Adi kuda sollalanna, compared to what? There is a monkey which has taken a lot of liquor. Okay. Surapanam. Then what happened? One scorpion came and stung that monkey. It has got stung by the scorpion. What happened? Already drunkard monkey. And it is not in a condition, proper condition. The scorpion pain that is there. Then madhye bhuta sancharam. It has possessed by a bhutam, ghost. What will happen? That will happen. What will happen? That will happen. Present younger generations who are all living such a type of life. Khavo, pivo, mazakaro. Enjoy? Enjoy. Whatever you like to eat? Eat. Whatever you like to drink? Drink. Whatever you want to do? Do. Whatever you want to possess? Possess. Yadva, tadva, bhavet, bhavet. Whatever has to happen, will happen. What happens? Later, oppression, depression, suppression, the person become mentally perverted, without any samskara. Without any samskara means what? No buttons to the shirt. Buttons illamale shirt, fashion. Pant, ella holes. ஒரு ஜீன் பேண்ட்டு, அது நாட் ஃபுல் பேண்ட்டு, ஹாஃப் பேண்ட்டு, காதுக்கு ஒரு தோடு, பின்னாடி ஒரு முடி வந்து லேடிஸ் மாதிரி அப்படியே பின்னாடி தொங்கின்னு இருக்கும், சேதில் ஒரு சிகரெட்டு, இந்த மாதிரி எல்லாம் நம்ம பார்க்குறோம் வெளியில் நிறைய. வாட் தே நோ நா? தே டோன்ட் நோ எனி திங். நோ சம்ஸ்காரா அட் ஆல். அண்ட் தே நெவர் ரெஸ்பெக்ட் பேரண்ட்ஸ். They never respect grandparents. They never respect teachers. They never respect the society rules or regulations or nothing. Who are you to say? I have my own freedom. I want to enjoy my freedom. Don't step into my freedom. Even mother, kupyati, you know, they shout at mother, they beat the mother, they beat the father also. To that extent they go. And to drink alcohol, they steal anything. Mothers, even Thali also they will take. That extent they will go. Even wives' Thali also they will take to drink alcohol. Wow, you can go there. That is what samskara. They drink alcohol and they enjoy and they hurt others. They hurt the society, the family, the children, everyone. And what will happen? On the road, they die somewhere without address. Nobody knows. That is what happening. Tadva yadva tadva. That is what? This monkey type in matter. Vanarahava, narahava, vanarahava. Narahana, human being. Vanaraha. Narahava, vanarahana. So human life should not be like that. Therefore, at least sakama karmi aire, then remember me when you are enjoying the gifts from me. Okay. So all these five stages Bhagavan has completed. Which one is the best one? Lord Krishna is going to reveal in the next shloka. We will read 12th shloka.
Shreyo hi jnanam abhyasat. Jnana dhyanam vishishyate. Dhyanat karma phalatyagah. Tyaga chantiranantaram.
In the previous shloka, the word yatatmavan is there. Renounce the results of all actions with self-control. Yatatmavan means self-control. With alertness, with dedication. You do all mundane actions, selfish actions, doesn't matter. Even sometimes wrong actions, Shastra permits, up to that extent Shastra goes. But in that wrong action also, remember me. Bhagavan, please forgive me, I am doing a wrong action. While drinking alcohol, already nishedham, surapanam na kuryat is there. You are drinking, what to do? Just remember me, Bhagavan says. While drinking alcohol, remember me, Anna. Shastra goes to that extent, even while you are doing wrong actions, just feel that you are doing a wrong action. Bhagavan, forgive me. Remember me. I don't punish you. I will help you. That inner conscience, that is called alertness, yatatmavan. Because you are succumbed to weaknesses, I know. You are succumbed to smoking, you are succumbed to drinking alcohol, you are succumbed to hate others, you are succumbed to give pain to others, you have a lot of weaknesses. But at that time, try to, that one point, at one point, please, you remember me. You remember me. I will take care of you. That is why Lord is so compassionate. So compassionate, Lord take care of everyone. Now Lord Krishna says, these five stages of bhakti, the highest bhakti is the culmination, jnani bhakti. Fourth bhakti, Vishwarupa bhakti, is also a dvaita bhakti, apara bhakti. And ekarupa bhakti also, apara bhakti, dvaita bhakti, bheda bhakti. Nishkama bhakti is the least bhakti, and the most least bhakti is the first stage of bhakti. Bhagavan says in this 11th shloka, it is Arthavada shloka, Bhagavan says this first one is the best one in children. This first sakama karma is there, no? This bhakti le, and this sakama karma. Pure selfish actions. This sakama karma, pure selfish actions, is the best in children. Arthavada. Arthavada means what? figurative means to praise one thing. Majority of people are in this only, therefore Bhagavan is voting for them only. So arthavada shloka, exaggeration. Arthavada shloka, atishayokti shloka. There is called atishayokti alankaram. Like that, here arthavada exaggerating this sadhana. Which sadhana? Sakama karma phalatyaga sadhana. Do sakama karma. The first and the least step of bhakti, five sadhanas, the first and the least. That is the best, Bhagavan says. Then what? No, he says, this Arthavadha shloka, exaggeration of sakama karma as a sadhana, is only to encourage that sadhana, at least. Okay, something is better than nothing, you know. Otherwise, he will become a nastika. So maximum 99% of people only working for their family, for their children, for his own sake, for her own sake, they are all living. Appa Bhagavan enna sollano? Ninga ella useless nu sollana mudiyuma enna? Bhagavan says, you are all very good. You are all very good. And solla poraar paarengo in the slokanla. Shreyaha hi jnanam abhyasat. Four sadhanas he is giving. Four sadhanas. Abhyasat jnanam hi shreyaha. Abhyasa means here jnana rahita, dhyana rahita jnanam. This is a very tricky shloka. Very tricky shloka, very confusing shloka also. So try to grasp little, at least. Any form of mechanical meditation is called abhyasaha. Any form of mechanical meditation, any type of meditation, mechanical meditation, mechanically does meditation. Abhyasat jnanam hi shreyaha. Meditation less knowledge is better. Meditation less knowledge is better than knowledge less meditation. The sentence, the whole sentence, abhyasat jnanam hi shreyaha is equal to meditationless knowledge is better than knowledge without meditation. Meditationless knowledge is better than knowledgeless meditation. Meditationless knowledge means what? Knowledge means about God. God is the Srishti Sthiti Layakarta. God is the creator. God is all pervading. He is the Jagat Karanam. This minimum knowledge about Ishvara, upon whom you are meditating. Isn't it? Some people meditate upon God. They do not know even a single point about God. What is He? He is the creator, he is the destroyer, he is the dissolver. All these points they do not know. Just they do meditation, mechanical meditation. So instead of doing that mechanical meditation, jnanam hi shreyaha, knowledge is indeed superior. 12th chapter, 12th sloka. Parango. 12th chapter, 12th sloka. Knowledge is indeed superior to meditation, abhyasat. To meditation, knowledge is superior. What type of meditation that person doing? Without knowledge. Therefore, knowledge is superior than this meditation, which meditation is without knowledge. Without knowledge means without knowledge about God. That is the number one. Jnana rahita dhyanam, number one. You practice a meditation without understanding the glory of the object of meditation. Doing meditation without the knowledge upon the object of meditation, its glory he do not know. And doing meditation, but yedhi patti meditation pandra adhi patti theriyadu. ஜ்ஞான ரஹித தியானம். இந்த தியானம் விட அந்த ஜ்ஞானமே பெட்டர்னு சொல்கிறாரு. வாட் நெக்ஸ்ட் செகண்ட் சாதனை, ஜ்ஞானம் ஜ்ஞானாத்து தியானம் விசிஷ்யதே. ஜ்ஞானாத்து தியானம் விசிஷ்யதே, தட் மீன்ஸ் தியான ரஹித ஜ்ஞானாத், தியான ரஹித ஜ்ஞானாத், தட் மியர் நாலெட்ஜ் வித்தவுட் தியானம், தியான ரஹித ஜ்ஞானாத் ஜ்ஞான சகித தியானம் விசிஷ்யதே. தியானம் விசிஷ்யதே மீன்ஸ் ஜ்ஞான சகித தியானம் விசிஷ்யதே. ஃபஸ்ட் லைன் செகண்ட் ஹாஃப், ஜ்ஞானம் ஜ்ஞானாத் தியானம் விசிஷ்யதே மீன்ஸ் ஜ்ஞானாத் மீன்ஸ் வாட், தியான ரஹித ஜ்ஞானாத், தட் நாலெட்ஜ் without having any meditation practice. I know about God, but I don't do any meditation. I know about God. God is the creator, God is the destroyer, God is the sustainer, God alone everything, creating everything, all these things you know, but no practice. Jnana sahita dhyana rahita nar. Dhyana rahita jnanam. இந்த போதுமா கன்ஃபியூஷனுக்கு? தியான ரஹித ஜானம் எழுதுக்கோங்க, வீட்டுக்கு போய் நல்லா பார்க்கணும், பத்து வாட்டி பார்க்கணும். அது தியான ரஹித ஜானாத். ஃபஸ்ட் ஒன் இஸ் வாட், தியான ரஹித ஜானம், தியான ரஹித ஜானாத். ஃபஸ்ட் ஒன் இஸ் அபியாசாத் ஜானம் ஹி ஸ்ரேயா மீன்ஸ் வாட், ஜான ரஹித தியானம். That meditation without knowledge, the knowledge is better. Then second sadhana is what? Knowing the Lord, Srishti Sthiti Laya Karanam, that jnanam is there, Paraksha jnanam is there, but no dhyanam, no practice. Okay, first sadhana lo practice irukku, jnanam illa. Second lo jnanam irukku, practice illa. புரியறதில்லையோ? ஒன்றுலோனேமோ ஃபஸ்ட்டிலோ தியானம் பண்ணுறான், ஞானம் இல்லை. இவனுக்கு ஞானம் இருக்க செகண்டு சாதகாக்கு ஞானம் இருக்க சாதனை இல்லை. இப்போ எது மூணாவது பெஸ்ட் இருக்கணும்? தியான சகித ஞான சகித தியானம் இஸ் த பெஸ்ட். ஞானமும் இருக்கணும், தியானமும் பண்ணணும். தட் இஸ் வாட் ஹி சேஸ், ஞானாத் தியானம் விசிஷ்யதே. தியான ரஹித ஜானாத் ஜான சகித தியானம். தியானம் விசிஷ்யத்தை மீன்ஸ் ஜான சகித தியானம், ஜான சகித தியானம். ஓகே, நவ் த்ரீ, ஐ வில் ரிப்பீட் அகெயின். ஜான ரஹித தியானம் நம்பர் ஒன், ஜான ரஹித தியானம், நாலெட்ஜ்லெஸ் மெடிடேஷன். ஓகே, then that jnanam is superior, he said knowledge is superior, but that knowledge if without practice of meditation it is not superior. Therefore second one is what? Dhyana rahita jnanam. Second one is dhyana rahita jnanam, practice less meditation, practice less knowledge. Practice less knowledge means dhyana rahita jnana. Third one is dhyana sahita jnana. Jnana sahita dhyanam, dhyana sahita jnana. Dhyanamu pandra, adipatti jnanamu irukku, idu better. Clear? This is third one. He knows upon what he is doing meditation, and he is doing meditation also. Jnana sahita dhyanam. ஜான சகித தியானம். திருப்பி ரிப்பீட் பண்ணணுமா? இன்னொரு வாட்டி சொல்கிறேன், என்ன அரிச்சனமாகவே அரிக்கிறது, என்ன நல்லது தான். ஸோ ஜான ரஹித தியானம் நம்பர் ஒன், நம்பர் டூ தியான ரஹித ஜானம், நம்பர் த்ரீ தியான சகித ஜானம், ஆர் ஜான சகித தியானம். எதர் வே யூ கேன் சே தியான சகித ஜானம் ஆர் ஜான சகித தியானம். So this is the third one. Then all these three, who is best, you know? ಧ್ಯಾನಾತ್, ದಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಜ್ಞಾನಸಹಿತ ಧ್ಯಾನಾತ್ ಕರ್ಮಫಲತ್ಯಾಗ ವಿಶಿಷ್ಯತೆ. ಕರ್ಮಫಲತ್ಯಾಗ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ದಿಸ್ ಸಕಾಮ ಕರ್ಮಿ, ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಹೂ ಎಕ್ಸೆಲ್ಸ್ ದ್ಯಾನ್ ದೀಸ್ ತ್ರೀ. ಎನ್ನರ್ ಕರ್ಮಫಲತ್ಯಾಗ, ದ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ರಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲ್ಯಾಡರ್ ಈಸ್ ಸುಪೀರಿಯರ್ ದ್ಯಾನ್ ಧ್ಯಾನಸಹಿತ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಆರ್ ಜ್ಞಾನಸಹಿತ ಧ್ಯಾನಾತ್ ಕರ್ಮಫಲತ್ಯಾಗ ಈಸ್ ಸುಪೀರಿಯರ್. ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಅರ್ಧವಾದ, ಎಕ್ಸಾಜರೇಷನ್. ಇಫ್ ಯು ಸೇ ಒನ್ ಲೈ ಯು ಗೋ ಟು ಸೆವೆನ್ ನರಕಾಸನ್. ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ಸೇ ಒರು ಪೊಯ್ ಸೊನ್ನ ಸೆವೆನ್ ಹೆಲ್ಸ್ ಸೆವೆನ್ ನರಕಮ್ಸ್ ಯು ಗೋ. ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ವಾ ಅರ್ಧವಾದ. ಒರು ಪೊಯ್ ಸೊನ್ನ ಅಂದ ಸೆವೆನ್ ನರಕಮ್ಸ್ ಅನ್ನ ಏನ ಟು ಸೇ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಸೇ ಲೈ ಅನ್ನು ಚೊಲ್ಲೋದಕ್ಕಾಗ. ಅದು ಮಾದರಿ ಸಿ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ಈಸ್ ಬೆಟರ್ ದ್ಯಾನ್ ನಥಿಂಗ್ ನೋ. ಅಟ್ ಲೀಸ್ಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ನಾಟ್ ಸಿಟ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಐಡಲ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫಿಶ್ ಸೇಕಾದ ಅಟ್ ಲೀಸ್ಟ್ ಪಂಡ್ರಾನೇ. ದಟ್ ಉದ್ಯೋಗ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ಪ್ರಯತ್ನ. ಐ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಅರ್ನ್ ಮನಿ, ಐ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಬೈ ಕಾರ್, ಐ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಬೈ ಎ ಹೌಸ್, ಐ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಬೈ ಅಟ್ ಲೀಸ್ಟ್ ಪ್ರೊಡಕ್ಟಿವ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಸೊಸೈಟಿ. ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ಸಮ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ದೇ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಡೂ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್. ಎ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ಈಸ್ ಬೆಟರ್ ದ್ಯಾನ್ ನಥಿಂಗ್ ನೋ. ದಟ್ಸ್ ವೈ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಎನ್ಕರೇಜ್ ಆಲ್ ಮ್ಯಾಕ್ಸಿಮಮ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಹೂ ಆರ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫಿಶ್ಲಿ ಆಕ್ಟಿವ್. ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ಲೆಸ್ಲಿ ಆಕ್ಟಿವ್ ಅನ್ನ ದೇ ವೋಂಟ್ ಈವನ್ ಲುಕ್ ಎಟ್ ಭಗವಾನ್. ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ವೈ ಯು ಗೋ ಟು ಬಾಲಾಜಿ ಟೆಂಪಲ್, ಕ್ಯೂ ಬಿಗ್ ಕ್ಯೂ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ದೆಮ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ನಿಷ್ಕಾಮ ಕರ್ಮ ಫಾಲೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಇಂಟರ್ವ್ಯೂ ಎಲ್ಲ ಸಕಾಮ ಕರ್ಮೀಸ್ ದ ಅಂದ ಕ್ಯೂ ಎಲ್ಲ ಎನ್ನ ಸಕಾಮ ಕರ್ಮ. ಹಂಗೆ ಕ್ಯೂಲೋ ಇಲ್ಲಾಟಾಲೂ ನಿಮಗೆ ಪೋಯ್ ಆಧಾರ್ ಕಾರ್ಡ್ ಪಾರುಂಗ್. ದೋಸ್ ಹೂ ಆರ್ ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್ ಫಾರ್ ಆಧಾರ್ ಕಾರ್ಡ್ ಫೋಟೋಗ್ರಾಫ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ಆರ್ ದೇ ನಿಷ್ಕಾಮ ಕರ್ಮೀಸ್? ವಾಟ್ ಡು ಯು ವಾಂಟ್? ಅನ್ನ ಮೈ ಫ್ಯಾಮಿಲಿ, ಮೈ ಸನ್, ಮೈ ಡಾಟರ್ ಇದಿದ ಕಥೆ ಚೊಲ್ಲುವ. ನೋಡು ಪೊಣ್ಣುಕ್ಕೆ ಕಲ್ಯಾಣಂ, ಪಯ್ಯನಕ್ಕೆ ಜಾಬ್. ದೇ ಟಾಕ್ ದಿಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ, ದೇ ಓಪನ್ ದೇರ್ ಮೌತ್. ಏ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ದೇ ಟಾಕ್ ಫಾರ್ ದೇರ್ ಫ್ಯಾಮಿಲಿ, ಫಾರ್ ದೇರ್ ಸನ್ ಆರ್ ಫಾರ್ ದೇರ್ ಡಾಟರ್. ಫಾರ್ ದೇರ್ ಸೇಕ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ದೇ ಟಾಕ್. ಇಫ್ ದೇ ಓಪನ್ ದೇರ್ ಮೌತ್ ದೇ ಕೆನ್ ನಾಟ್ ಟಾಕ್ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಎಲ್ಸ್. ಮ್ಯಾಕ್ಸಿಮಮ್ ಪೀಪಲ್, ಹೌ ಮೆನಿ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಆರ್ ಥಿಂಕಿಂಗ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಕಂಟ್ರಿ? ವೈ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಪುಟ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ವೋಟ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ದ ಬ್ಯಾಲೆಟ್ ಬಾಕ್ಸ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಯೂಸಿಂಗ್ ಫಾರ್ ವಾಟ್ ಸೇಕ್? ಓನ್ಲಿ ಫಾರ್ ದೇರ್ ಬೆನಿಫಿಟ್, ಫಾರ್ ದೇರ್ ಸ್ಟ್ರೀಟ್, ಫಾರ್ ದೇರ್ ಹೌಸ್, ಫಾರ್ ದೇರ್ ಕಿರೋಸಿನ್, ಗ್ಯಾಸ್, ಪೆಟ್ರೋಲ್, ಕರೆಂಟ್ ಇದೆಲ್ಲ ಎನಕ್ಕೆ ಉದವಿಯಾಗಿ ಇರ್ಕಣ. ಯಾರು ಅಂದ ಎಮ್ ಎಲ್ ಎ ಎಂ ಪಿ. ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ದ ಥಿಂಕಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ಮ್ಯಾಕ್ಸಿಮಮ್ ಪೀಪಲ್. 99.99% ಆಫ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಆರ್ ದಿಸ್. ದೇರ್ ಫಾರ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟು ವೋಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಹೂಮ್? ಹೆಂಗೋ ಒರ್ತನ ಇರುಪ ಜ್ಞಾನ ಯೋಗಿ ಕಾಟಿಲ್ಲ. ಚೆನ್ನೈನ ಕೂಡ ಹೆಂಗೋ ಇರೋರು ಏರಿಯಾವಲ್ಲ ಹೆಂಗೋ ಇರ್ಪಾನೋ ಇಲ್ಲಿಯೋ ಅವನಕ್ಕಾಗ ಓಟ್ ಪಟ್ಟ ಭಗವಾನಿಗೆ ಯಾರು ಓಟ್ ಪೋಡ ಮಾಟ. ಅಂದರೆ ಭಗವಾನ್ ನೋಸ್ ದಿ ಸ್ಟ್ರಾಟಜಿ, ಮಾರ್ಕೆಟಿಂಗ್ ಸ್ಟ್ರಾಟಜಿ, ಯುನೋ ಮಾರ್ಕೆಟಿಂಗ್ ಸ್ಟ್ರಾಟಜಿ. ದೇರ್ ಫಾರ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಈಸ್ ಪ್ರೇಸಿಂಗ್ ಹೂಮ್? ನಾಟ್ ಜ್ಞಾನಿ, ನಾಟ್ ಜ್ಞಾನಯೋಗಿ, ನಾಟ್ ವಿಶ್ವರೂಪಯೋಗಿ ಭಕ್ತ, ನಾಟ್ ಏಕರೂಪ ಭಕ್ತ, ನಾಟ್ ಈವನ್ ನಿಷ್ಕಾಮ ಭಕ್ತ. ಅವನು ಎಪ್ಪಡಿಯಾದ ಒಂದುಡುವ ಇವನ್ ಪುಡಿಚಿಕಣ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಸಕಾಮ ಕರ್ಮಿನಿ ಪುಡಿಚಿಕಣ. ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಸ್ಟ್ರಾಟಜಿ, ಮಾರ್ಕೆಟಿಂಗ್ ಸ್ಟ್ರಾಟಜಿ ಈಸ್ ದ ಬೆಸ್ಟ್ ಅನ್ ಚಲ್ರ. ಕರ್ಮಫಲತ್ಯಾಗ ವಿಶಿಷ್ಯತೆ ಧ್ಯಾನಾತ್, ಜ್ಞಾನಸಹಿತ ಧ್ಯಾನಾತ್ ಕರ್ಮಫಲತ್ಯಾಗ ವಿಶಿಷ್ಯತೆ. ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಟ್ರಿಕ್ಕಿ ಶ್ಲೋಕ. ಪೀಪಲ್ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಪ್ರಾಪರ್ಲಿ, ವೆರಿ ಡಿಫಿಕಲ್ಟ್. ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಭಾಷ್ಯಂ ಎಲೋನ್ ಹೆಲ್ಪ್ಸ್, ಅದರ್ವೈಸ್ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಇಂಟರ್ಪ್ರೆಟ್ ಎನಿವೇ ದಿಸ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕ. ಪುರಿಯರ್ದ ಇಪ್ಪೋ ಪುರಿಯರ್ದ ನೆನಕರೆ ಪುರಿಯಲನ್ನ ಇನ್ನೂರು ವಾಟಿ ಗೋ ಥ್ರೂ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಎಗೇನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಎಗೇನ್. ಓಕೆ. ಅನಂತರಂ ತ್ಯಾಗಾತ್ ಅನಂತರಂ ಶಾಂತಿ. ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಸಕಾಮ ಕರ್ಮ ಯು ಗೋ ಆನ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್, ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಬಿ ರಿಮೆಂಬರಿಂಗ್ ಮೀ, ದೆನ್ ವಾಟ್? ಶಾಂತಿ ಅನ್ನ ಮೋಕ್ಷ. ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಮೋಕ್ಷ. ಎಪ್ಪಡಿ ಅಪ್ಪ ಅನ್ನ ಸಕಾಮ ಕರ್ಮ ಸೆಲ್ಫಿಶ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್ ಎಲ್ಲ ಪಣ್ಣಿ ಅನ್ನ ಮೋಕ್ಷ ವರ್ಮ ಅನ್ನ. ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಕರ್ಮಫಲ ತ್ಯಾಗಮ್ನು, ಯು ಆರ್ ರಿಮೆಂಬರಿಂಗ್ ಮೀ. ಬೈ ಗಾಡ್ಸ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಐ ಗಾಟ್ ದ ಹೌಸ್, By God's grace, I got the certificate. By God's grace, my daughter has got a nice marriage. That everything, all God's grace. And the very word that told her, God's grace, God's grace, God's grace. Most selfish fellow. But using one word, God's grace. Bhagavan says, அவருக்கு அந்த காட்ஸ் கிரேஸ் தான் மனசில் விடும் பகவானுக்கு. இவன் பண்ணுற அக்கிரமம் எல்லாம் இருக்கட்டும், பரவாயில்ல, அக்கிரமம் இருக்கட்டும், ஆனாலும் காட்ஸ் கிரேஸ்ன்னு சொல்கிறானே, சாந்தி கச்சதி அண்டே ஹி அட்டைன்ஸ் சாந்தி. சாந்திம் அனந்தரம் தியாகாத் சாந்தி மீன்ஸ் வாட், ஆஃப்டர் தட் தியாக கர்மஃபல தியாக ஹி அட்டைன்ஸ் மீ மீன்ஸ் பரம்பரையா. I will help him to come to Nishkama Karma. I will help him to come to Eka Rupa Bhakti, Vishwa Rupa Bhakti, then come to Gita class. After, imagine now, after this Sakama Karma, living for family, living for his own sake for a long time, few decades, then he became selfless. Itnala, I was living selfishly. Let me help for my parents. Let me help for my society. Suppose Nishkamataya he becomes. Then after Nishkama Karma, then he remembers God. Then he start going to temple. Then he start worshipping God in one form. Then later, one God is not one God, he is all pervading. He becomes a Vishwarupa Bhakta. Then imagine he becomes a Sadhana Chatushtaya Sampannaha. Then Jnana Yogyata, Guru Prapti, Shastra Prapti, then he studies Shastra for a length of time. He becomes a Jnani. How is that Jnani? Parabhakta. Crossed the first stair rung of the ladder, crossed the second rung of the ladder, crossed the third rung of the ladder, either in this Janma or previous Janma, crossed the fourth rung of the ladder, come to the fifth rung of the ladder in this Janma, and he attains knowledge. What is his conduct, character? The Jnani Bhakta, you remember? Jnani Bhakta, Parabhakta, Bhagavan and myself are not different. Aham Brahma Asmi Jnani. Second chapter care of. Okay? That Sthira Prajnaha he becomes. After long Shravanam, Shastra Shravanam, he becomes a Jnani. Crossed all the hurdles. Bhagavan Krishna says, that Jnani Lakshanams are this. From 13th Shloka to 20th Shloka, a Jnani who reaches the culmination, the Moksha, how he conducts himself in the society. Parabhakta Lakshanani. In second chapter, they are called Sthira Prajna Lakshanani. Yani Jnaninaha Lakshanani, Tani Ajnaninaha Sadhanani Bhavanti. This statement we have to note. Which are the qualities are spontaneous, natural for a wise person, for a Jnani Muktaha? Those spontaneous virtues, characteristics, are the sadhanas for an ignorant person. Yani jnaninaha lakshanani. What are all the characteristics of a spontaneous, natural characteristics of a jnani, wise person, muktaha? Those characteristics or virtues are the sadhanas for a ajnani. You can put in three ways. Bhagavan is presenting this topic in three places. This is the second place. I will give you reference to those places. In second chapter, 50, after 50th shloka, Sthira Prajna Lakshanani. Prajahati yada kaman sarvan partha manogatan. From there onwards, up to last, sthita prajna lakshanani. Yani sthita prajnasya lakshanani, ತಾನಿ ಮುಮುಕ್ಷೋಹೋ ಸಾಧನಾನಿ. ಮುಮುಕ್ಷು ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಅಜ್ಞಾನಿ, ಸ್ಟಿಲ್ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಇನ್ ದಟ್ ಟು ಗೆಟ್ ಮೋಕ್ಷ. ಸೊ ಯಾನಿ ಸ್ಥಿರಪ್ರಜ್ಞೆಯ ಲಕ್ಷಣಾನಿ ತಾನಿ ಮುಮುಕ್ಷೋಹೋ ಸಾಧನಾನಿ, ಕೇರ್ ಆಫ್ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ 50th ಶ್ಲೋಕ. ಸ್ಥಿರಪ್ರಜ್ಞೆಯ ಕಾ ಭಾಷಾ ಸಮಾಧಿಸ್ತಸ್ಯ ಕೇಶವ ಸ್ಥಿತಧಿಕ್ಯಂ ಪ್ರಭಾಷೇತ, ದಟ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಅನ್ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್. ನೌ ದ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿಸ್ 13th ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಟು 20th ಶ್ಲೋಕ. ಪರಾಭಕ್ತ ಲಕ್ಷಣಾನಿ, ನೇಮ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಚೇಂಜ್ಡ್, ದ ನೇಮ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಕ್ಯಾರೆಕ್ಟರಿಸ್ಟಿಕ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಚೇಂಜ್ಡ್ ಬಟ್ ದ ಸೇಮ್ ಕಂಟೆಂಟ್. ಓಕೆ, ಹಿಯರ್ 13th ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಟು 20th ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಪರಾಭಕ್ತ ಲಕ್ಷಣಾನಿ. ನೌ ಯು ಹೌ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ರೈಟ್ ಯಾನಿ ಪರಾಭಕ್ತ ಲಕ್ಷಣಾನಿ ತಾನಿ ಮುಮುಕ್ಷೋಹೋ ಸಾಧನಾನಿ. ಯಾನಿ ಪರಾಭಕ್ತ ಲಕ್ಷಣಾನಿ, ಪರಾಭಕ್ತ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ಅದ್ವೈತ ಭಕ್ತಿ, ಅಭೇದ ಭಕ್ತಿ. ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಭೇದ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ಮೀ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್, ಅಭೇದ ಭಕ್ತಿ. ಪರಾಭಕ್ತ ಲಕ್ಷಣಾನಿ ತಾನಿ ಮುಮುಕ್ಷೋಹೋ ಸಾಧನಾನಿ ಭವಂತಿ. ಇವನು ಡೆಲಿಬರೇಟ್ಲಿ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟೀಸ್ ಪಣ್ಣನು ಅಜ್ಞಾನಿ, ಅವನಿಗೆ ಎದು ಸ್ಪಾಂಟೇನಿಯಸ್ಸೋ ಇವನು ಡೆಲಿಬರೇಟಾಗಿ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟೀಸ್ ಪಣ್ಣನು. ಎಗೇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಟಾಪಿಕ್ ಈಸ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಕಮ್. ಸೊ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಷಟ್ಕನ್ಲೋ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್, ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಷಟ್ಕನ್ಲೋ 12th ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್, ಅಗೇನ್ ಥರ್ಡ್ ಷಟ್ಕಂಲೋ 14th ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಗುಣಾತೀತ ಲಕ್ಷಣಾನಿ. 14th ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ವೇರ್ ಇಟ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಅಗೇನ್ ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಟೆಲ್ ಯು ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಒನ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಲೇಟರ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಎಂಟರ್ ದಟ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್. ಗುಣಾತೀತ ಲಕ್ಷಣಾನಿ, ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ರೈಟ್ ದ ಸೆಂಟೆನ್ಸ್. ಯಾನಿ ಗುಣಾತೀತ ಲಕ್ಷಣಾನಿ ತಾನಿ ಮುಮುಕ್ಷೋಹೋ ಸಾಧನಾನಿ. ಸಾಧನಂ ಈಸ್ ದಟ್ ಯು ಡೆಲಿಬರೇಟ್ಲಿ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟೀಸ್, ಲಕ್ಷಣಂ ಈಸ್ ದಟ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಸ್ಪಾಂಟೇನಿಯಸ್. ನೌ ವೈ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಸ್ಟಡಿ ದಿಸ್ ಇನ್ ಅ ಇಮಿಟೇಷನ್. ಐ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಇಮಿಟೇಟ್ ಸ್ಥಿರಪ್ರಜ್ಞ, ಐ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಇಮಿಟೇಟ್ ಪರಾಭಕ್ತ, ಐ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಇಮಿಟೇಟ್ ಗುಣಾತೀತ. ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಬೈ ಇಮಿಟೇಷನ್ ಫೇಕ್ ಇಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಮೇಕ್ ಇಟ್. ದಯಾನಂದ ಸ್ವಾಮೀಜಿ ಸೇಸ್ ಫೇಕ್ ಇಟ್, ಇಮಿಟೇಟ್, ದೆನ್ ಮೇಕ್ ಇಟ್, ಇಟ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಟ್ರೂ. ಡೆಲಿಬರೇಟ್ಲಿ ಯು ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟೀಸ್ ಸ್ಲೋಲಿ, ದೇ ಬಿಕಮ್ ನ್ಯಾಚುರಲ್ ಟು ಯು ಒನ್ ಡೇ ಆರ್ ಅದರ್. ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟೀಸ್. ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ವಿತೌಟ್ ಇಮಿಟೇಷನ್, ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಯು ಸ್ಟಡಿ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ, ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಆಯಿಲ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವಾಟರ್, ದೆ ನೆವರ್ ಮೆರ್ಜ್. ವಿತೌಟ್ ಇಮಿಟೇಟಿಂಗ್ ದ ಜ್ಞಾನಿ, ಹೌ ಹಿ ಬಿಹೇವ್ಸ್, ಹೌ ಹಿ ಕಂಡಕ್ಟ್ಸ್, ಹೌ ಹಿ ಆರ್ ಶಿ ಟಾಕ್ಸ್, ಇಫ್ ವಿತೌಟ್ ಇಮಿಟೇಟಿಂಗ್ ದ್ಯಾಮ್, ಸ್ಟಡಿ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ಎನ್ ಎಕಡೆಮಿಕ್. ಯು ಬಿಕಮ್ ಎ ಲರ್ನೆಡ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್, ಬಟ್ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ನೆವರ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಎ ಜ್ಞಾನಿ ವಿತೌಟ್ ಇಮಿಟೇಷನ್. ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಇಮಿಟೇಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸ್ಟಡಿ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟೀಸ್. ವಿತೌಟ್ ಇಮಿಟೇಷನ್ ಯು ಸ್ಟಡಿ, ಯು ಬಿಕಮ್ ಎನ್ ಅಕಾಡೆಮಿಕಲಿ ಸ್ಕಾಲರ್ಲಿ ಪರ್ಸನ್. ಸಪೋಸ್ ಯು ಸ್ಟಡಿ ವಿತೌಟ್ ಇಮಿಟೇಷನ್, ಅನ್ನ ನೋ ಯೂಸ್. ಸಿಮಿಲರ್ಲಿ ಯು ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಇಮಿಟೇಟ್, ನೋ ಸ್ಟಡಿ. ಸಪೋಸ್ ಐ ಇಮಿಟೇಟ್ ಹಿಮ್, ಅನ್ನ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ಪಡಿಕರದಿಲ್ಲ, ನೋ ಸ್ಟಡಿ, ನೋ ಯೂಸ್ ಎಟ್ ಆಲ್, ಇಸ್ಂಟ್ ಇಟ್? ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಬೈ ಇಮಿಟೇಟಿಂಗ್ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ನೆವರ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಎ ಜ್ಞಾನಿ. ಬೈ ಇಮಿಟೇಟಿಂಗ್ ದೇರ್ ಡ್ರೆಸ್, ಇಮಿಟೇಟಿಂಗ್ ದೇರ್ ವೇ ಆಫ್ ಟಾಕಿಂಗ್, ಇಮಿಟೇಟಿಂಗ್ ದೇರ್ ವೇ ಆಫ್ ಮೂವಿಂಗ್, ಇಮಿಟೇಟಿಂಗ್ ಎನ್ನುವರು ಉನಕ್ಕೆ ಪಡಿಕಾಮಲೆ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ. ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ದೇ ಇಮಿಟೇಟ್, ದೇ ಆರ್ ಚೀಟಿಂಗ್ ದ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ. ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಇಮಿಟೇಟ್ ಆ್ಯಸ್ ವೆಲ್ ಆ್ಯಸ್ ಸ್ಟಡಿ. ಸ್ಟಡಿ ವಿತೌಟ್ ಇಮಿಟೇಷನ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ನೋ ಯೂಸ್, ಇಮಿಟೇಷನ್ ವಿತೌಟ್ ಸ್ಟಡಿ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ನೋ ಯೂಸ್. ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಇಮಿಟೇಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸ್ಟಡಿ. ಟು ಇಮಿಟೇಟ್ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಯು ಶುಡ್ ನೋ ವಾಟ್ ಆರ್ ದ ಕ್ಯಾರೆಕ್ಟರಿಸ್ಟಿಕ್ಸ್. 13th ಶ್ಲೋಕ. ಅದ್ವೇಷ್ಟ ಸರ್ವಭೂತಾನಾಂ ಮೈತ್ರಃ ಕರುಣ ಏವ ಚ ನಿರ್ಮಮೋ ನಿರಹಂಕಾರಃ ಸಮದುಃಖ ಸುಖಃ ಕ್ಷಮೀ. ದ ಡೀಟೇಲ್ಸ್ ವಿಲ್ ಸಿ ಇನ್ ದ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್. ಜ್ಞಾನೀಭಕ್ತ ಲಕ್ಷಣಾನಿ ಆರ್ ಪರಾಭಕ್ತ ಲಕ್ಷಣಾನಿ ಆರ್ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಭಕ್ತ ಲಕ್ಷಣಾನಿ, ವೆರಿ ವೆರಿ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ಪೋರ್ಷನ್. ಪೂರ್ಣಮದಃ ಪೂರ್ಣಮಿದಂ ಪೂರ್ಣಾತ್ ಪೂರ್ಣಮುದಚ್ಯತೇ
பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரி ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரி ஓம்.